Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, a massive day, and we're about to take your reaction here on the phone lines. It's time for the 6 o'clock sound off as Micah Parsons traded to the Cowboys, and we just got an update on this story from Jane Slater that is quite juicy, advances it significantly. So let's talk about it here with you. We're live at Jake's in Frisco, right off the toll. Take the Cotton Gin exit if you're coming north. We're right here on Main Street across from the stadium. Fan Phenom's coming up here live at 7, your chance to try out to be the next fan host. But also, you're going to have Fred and Blake on 7 to 11, a full 4 hours into the night, reacting to the story with you here on your home of the Cowboys. But Jane Slater tweeting, said, spoke with Micah this evening, says, genuinely going to miss you, says he and his team went back to the Cowboys about an extension with empathy when the trade interest was leaked. The Cowboys' response, according to Parsons, was play on the fifth year or leave. Cowboys will get the chance to tell their version of events coming up tonight at 6:30 at the Star. I mean, that angle is just fascinating because it kind of shows that the Cowboys, while they went up to it saying we'll never trade him, they decided at some point we're moving on, we're done with Micah. I think what Brian Broda said earlier, that the Cowboys just wanted, you know, this to be done with, is true. And you know, if you take that as fact, I think Jerry can take his high tolerance for ambiguity line and permanently retire it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe put that where David Mulligetta told him to take that contract offer. I don't think you got enough in this. I think you got backed into a corner. You reacted with ego and anger. And in a couple of days, you just decided to take the best trade possible for Micah Parsons. And as a result, they get 2-1s from Green Bay and Kenny Clark, a decent defensive lineman. Maybe he helps you stop the run a little bit better, but there's no replacing Micah Parsons' impact. So, you know, did they do good? Did they do bad? I agreed with the decision to move on from Micah Parsons. I think it is somewhat reminiscent of the Luka Doncic trade where you just didn't get nearly enough in return. And I don't think you let the trade market mature enough to create more demand for your players so ultimately you could have got better assets. That's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, because you were up – I mean, you've got – practice tomorrow and you're getting ready to play the Eagles a week from tonight. So they did not have a lot of time to really wait around on this. They wanted to get a player that could help them against the Eagles, and they got one with Kenny Clark. So, like, big picture, I'm with you. I would have, in hindsight, you do this back in March, you know, so you can actually go ahead and do something with those picks now, and you do allow a bidding war with the rest of the NFL, because I do think they probably left meat on that bone and could have gotten more. But the Packers is really what annoys me with all of this. The fact that it's a team within your conference that has beaten you in just heartbreaking fashion.
They don't care about that stuff.
Three times in the last 11 years in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's like, I would have tried, and I definitely would have held them up. They're, like, you got to overpay. If I'm trading him to you, you've got to overpay. I'm totally down to move on from Micah Parsons. I do buy into there's going to be some addition by subtraction here by moving on from him. And Kenny Clark can help them with some weaknesses. on this team in terms of stopping the run and keeping your linebackers clean. But I do wonder, could they have gotten more?
Play on the fifth year or leave. What an absolute
bar. Done,
it was a rage quit. Jerry was just rage quitted this thing. He's like,
I mean, you were out.
You won the negotiation. He's taking what you're willing to give, but now you're so offended. You know, I wonder, George Pickens is represented by the same agency.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, how does this go into the future with this particular agency and the Cowboys? What are the ripple effects? Is there any way they can make a better team out of what they got? I think that's a long shot, but they do get significantly more cap space. They get out of cap hell. And Jerry doesn't have to worry about coming up with $125 million to put on escrow for the guarantees of that contract. So, you know, I think there's a lot of relevant talking points that we've discussed in the build-up to it, but still absolute shock at 877-881-1053. There's only a couple of rules of the 6 o'clock sound-off, and the first one is you got to bring it.
Bull, I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Number two. Yes, sir. Number two. Thank you, Lucius. Number two, you only get 30 seconds. Unless you're absolutely on fire. And then the third rule of the 6 o'clock sound off. Been a while since we did it, but we're doing fine.
We're doing fine.
If you violate that one, you'll hear the dial tone. That is right. That's how we say that. Okay. Where are we going first, Lucius?
All right, because my man said he does not have a lot of time. I'm going to go to Rodeo Ron, or as I call him, Uncle Ron. You're in the G-Bag Nation.
Well, guys, I'm going to try to sound off as best as I can. I got a case of Section 133 still. But, hey, Jerry Jones, you still suck. But to all these Cowboy fans out of here, they're going to jump off the wagon now just because we made a trade. Guess what? You can be just like Micah Parsons and get the F out of here, too. And remember one thing.
Yeah.
If you ain't bleeding that blue and silver, listen to that 105.3 The Fan with Rodeo Ron, drinking damn beans, trying to sound off like you got a pair, then get the F out of here.
There he goes. That's Rodeo Ron, absolutely on fire. You can hear the emotion in his voice.
That's Ron.
Let's go, Ron.
So Cowboys fans are gonna leave the Cowboys. I don't buy that one.
No, not at all.
Not happening.
I think, you know, you're almost fused with the Cowboys brand.
Yeah.
And, you know, certainly there are some examples of people moving on from the Cowboys over time, but I just can't imagine. I think once those games get started. Now, this year could be a big test. I think the floor is 4 or 5 wins on this team. You know, I think it could get real ugly. And I don't know what kind of a season Dak Prescott's going to have. If you're always playing from behind, having to put that ball in the air against a defense that doesn't respect your run, I mean, this could be the most frustrating season. It's definitely the most frustrating year as a DFW sports fan, I think, that's ever been experienced. Who's on line two, Lucius?
Let's go to Jason in the heartland. Sound off like you got a pair, Jason.
Get that man out of here. Get him out. I'm glad he's gone. When the games matter, he didn't matter. So long, buddy.
Appreciate the call, Jason. Opens the line at 877-881-1053.
He got right to it, didn't he?
He did.
Get him out of here.
Yeah.
Follows directions well.
I think this thing really turned yesterday when, you know, it became apparent that he was going to attempt the medical standoff. And basically,
yeah.
I think there's a lot of fans that just, you know, that kind of a move against the team.
I think it pissed the Cowboys off, too.
Probably the most overrated Cowboy in history.
You aren't kidding. Jerry says never get mad or at your money or something like
mad.
That.
He got mad.
He definitely got mad. Who's up next, Lucius?
Daryl in Arlington. Sound off like you got a pair. Daryl?
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Hey, buddy. Daryl.
Say, listen. Michael Parsons, we not winning the Super Bowl like we did last year with Michael Parsons, the year before with Michael Parsons. So Michael Parsons didn't change nothing then. He ain't changing nothing now. Jerry Jones signed Jimmy Johnson. Great. He signed Deion Sanders. Great. I'll put that up there with the same decision. Great. Get Michael Parsons out of here.
These 2 out of 3 was strong.
Fans are getting after it now, aren't they?
When's the last time the Cowboys had 2 first-round picks?
It was Ware and Spears. It was one of your drafts.
It was the 05.
Actually, Felix Jones, Mike Jenkins?
That was the last.
Was that
I know the last draft I was, we had 11 and 20.
It might have been Felix Jones and Mike Jenkins.
That's right. Yeah, you're right.
You know, I agree. I don't think they were going to win the Super Bowl with Micah. I guess this opens up the possibility that you could nail those picks. You could do the best possible stuff with your cap space. And there is a possibility that you could somehow make a better team out of this. But it's tough to see right now. I mean, you're already kind of up against it. I do wonder if You know, we are in the midst of the Cowboys acknowledging that we weren't that close, and it's kind of time to rebuild and stop throwing money, because we're a money pit right now. We can't just throw more money at the same thing and expect different results. Mm-hmm. We're just going to end up, you know, putting 2028, 2029 in a situation where you have all this backloaded cap space and it's hard really ever to get ahead. Now maybe they can actually be a player in free agency. I mean, this team has major holes on its roster and continues to look at undrafted free agency and seventh round picks that have been cut by other teams trying to find starters. I don't think that's very sustainable either. But holy cow. You know, to get mad and decide to move Micah Parsons for what they did, this probably goes like top five, maybe top ten of things that the Cowboys have done that are going to tick off fans for a long, long time. Where are we going next, L.A.?
Let's go to Gino in Oak Cliff. That's my hood. Gino, sound off like you got a pair.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Got you loud and clear.
Hey, G-Bag.
Yo.
Long time listener. You might as well call me LT. But I got three points to make. First, congrats to Michael Parsons, man. He got his money. He got away from a bad franchise. We all know that we're not going to win nothing. We all know that Jerry likes his money. So congrats to Michael Parsons. Go win you something, man. Number two, if the Cowboy fans really want to make a difference, I got a great suggestion. Let's stop putting money in Jerry's pockets. Let's stop buying merchandise. Let's stop showing up at the stadiums. Maybe that'll send a message to Jerry, because he likes to win the financial Super Bowl every year. Number three, hey, I am just a Tolo, long-time listener. L.A. Lucius, baby, I love you, baby. Gavin Dawson, you're not the most hated man right there. I'm on your side. I always love you. I am a heel. I am a heel for life. Let's go, Tolo. Let's go to the city. Holla at your boy. Hey, real enough.
There he goes. Gino in Oak Cliff, real enough. And I thought that was a fantastic call. Congrats to Micah for getting his money and leaving the Cowboys. That's strong, man. I think the only thing that could have happened better for Micah is if, you know, you'd gone to a better weather situation. Like
it's cold.
Could give me the Rams. You know,
he'll be all right.
Yeah.
He's used to cold.
Yeah,
he grew up in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, he can afford some sweats now.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
$47 million per year, 4 years, $180 million there for Micah. Yeah, congrats to him. Where are we going next, L.A.?
Tim in Carthage. Sound off like you got a pair, Tim.
Go vote for me. I am pissed off. Pete Gent said it best in the 1960s when he wrote the North Dallas 40, Wooly. You better have a lot of soul if you're going to play football in Texas. Well, Micah, you are exactly where you need to be, in a soulless Green Bay. Ask Aaron Rodgers, ask Brett Favre. You will regret pissing on the star, and you'll really regret it when you come on week four to Dallas, Texas. Good riddance, you and your ego. Have fun living in Dallas during the offseason. Tim and Carthage, bye.
There he goes, Tim and Carthage with a Polo and Garland sound off there.
At the end, he was very Polo and Garland, yeah. Clear phone, too. Like it.
What would you say about Green Bay? Solus?
Oh, I tell you what, love football up there, man. People love football.
Is Micah lactose intolerant?
It's
a good question.
Yeah, we don't know that.
Maybe he didn't like the
cheese. I'm just telling you, it is about football. There's nothing else to do there. Absolutely nothing. If you want to play football, it's going to be good. His podcast, he's going to be probably at home doing a lot of podcasting because he can't go out and do anything. That's what they're all about.
Got to get a snow blower.
Yeah. Snowmobile.
Yeah.
Hopefully don't, you know, yeah.
That'd be the place to spend your summer, though, wouldn't it?
Oh, geez,
isn't it
yes.
Nice up there in the summer?
Yeah.
It's probably 80 degrees
County
or so.
And all that? Yeah, I lived in a place for 3 years, didn't have air conditioning.
Okay, we're in the midst of the 6 o'clock sound off, reacting good or bad, Micah trade. I think everybody's happy Micah's gone.
Yeah, that's why it's like this, to me, it's not comparable at all to the Luka trade. At all. We had a funeral for Luka Doncic outside of the American Airlines Center. There have been people that have been out on Micah Parsons for a couple of years now. Whether it's been the podcast, they don't think he's that good, he doesn't show up in big games. You didn't have any of those questions about Luka. Luka was a killer. That dude ripped the hearts out of Minnesota and OKC. This is not comparable in any way to the Luka deal, unless you want to say
there
the return.
Go. Yes, the returns.
The return on it, if you're upset about that. But
the lack of spending time shopping it.
Yeah.
I think similar. You know.
But the impact that it's going to have on DFW sports.
The feeling of the organization towards the player as
not
far as not
at
being
all.
Professional. That's how Nico felt. You know, I think Nico was as disappointed with Luka as the Joneses were ultimately with Micah towards the end there. I don't know about his fitness or if he took the best care of his body, liked to practice, you know, stuff like that. I think there are some similarities there. Well, Chuck, I understand.
You'd be wrong
it's very
about that. We can get it on the list if you want.
Sure, let's do a podcast on it. We'll compare and contrast the differences and similarities. Who's next, Lucius? Got Wolchuk sending off on me right here. That might have my vote, actually. That was strong.
Yeah. Hey, since you brought him up, let's go to him, bro. Let's go to Polo in Garland. Polo, sound off like you got a pen.
What's going on, fellas? I told y'all.
Hang up. Yes, that's how we're doing.
I don't care what fans y'all call yourselves in Dallas. If you got 35 years and up, you're not no true fan of them Cowboys. You just wearing silver and blue, trying to take some pictures at the stadium, trying to look cute. I'm glad Michael Parsons gone, because I told y'all, he ain't nothing good but for a sack. If he can't get a sack, just run the ball at him. He can't stop the run. I hate he went to Green Bay. That should have sent him to Jacksonville or to the Jets and got a better draft pick. And y'all know Green Bay a better football team. He was in the Cowboys. Yeah. We sorry. We dumb. Jerry Jones with your spider skin looking like Mr. Burns from the Simpsons. I'm glad you kept your money. Go spend it somewhere else. Y'all should have got a better draft pick. And yeah, Wooly Bully. Doggone. Luka Doncic is way better player than Michael Parsons. Michael Parsons ain't nothing. I tell his mama he ain't nothing. Give me the G-bag of the nation today, baby. I'll go. And Kim Carson. I'm the one who
said
it. Bye.
Wow, Polo.
Let's go.
Trademark the bye.
He broke the third rule and possibly won the sound off in the same call.
I was trying to tell you that he broke the rule. He broke the rule.
And if he hadn't been on fire, I think we would have dropped the
hammer. Luckily got through.
He
got through.
Damn.
Look at that. We got TV cameras in here. We got the dining room filling up. Jake's in Frisco. Cowboys press conference coming up at 6:30. Fan after dark after that. As we're reacting to this breaking news and one of the biggest stories franchise history.
Yeah.
Participant number 7 here in the sound off. This is like a warm up, really, to the fan phenom. You know, this is the kind of energy that you want to bring. If you're taking notes as you're driving out here, then this is the kind of heat you want to bring in order to win the fan phenom. Lucius, where are we going next?
Yes, let's go to my man Lando in Salina. Lando, sound off like you got a pair.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What up, bro?
Jeez.
So, I understand $47 million is a lot of money, but I'm not on the same side as the other Cowboys fans. Mike is a generational player, and given the track record of our other first-round picks, Mazi Smith, Tyler Guyton, I really feel like we got robbed because Green Bay is going to be picking in the 20s. Unless we package these picks, we're going to be looking at second-round value players at those picks. I mean, Kenny Clark's an aging player. I'm mad. I just feel like we didn't get enough back.
No, I think your dead ball's on right.
Amen. Who was that guy? That's my vote right there.
Lando.
Lando is the Mando.
What would you sound off, Chief? What would you sound off about right now with this deal? What resonated with you about that mindset?
Well, I think that the Cowboys doing what they do, where they drag things out, and they're not proactive at all. They kind of back themselves into a corner, and then Jerry allowed his own anger to punt on a 26-year-old phenom pass rusher, sending him to a team like Green Bay, who has your number in the postseason, and only getting 2 1s in Kenny Clark. Kenny Clark is you're going to have him for 1 year. You're going to cut him after this year.
Yeah,
he's about an average player at best at this point in his career.
Yeah.
You've got considerably worse, and what do you have to show for it? Like Lando said, you're going to get. I mean, I think a lot of it comes down to what do you end up doing with those two first-round picks? Mm. How smart can you maneuver those and get either players or even more assets out of it? But you waited till now. I think a lot of this goes down to Jerry just kind of letting the game come to him and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And now you're sitting here with what is probably going to be the worst defense in the sport, because history shows you when Mike is on the field, you're one of the best. When he's off the field, you're dead balls last. You're a completely different team.
Yeah.
And you're paying Dak Prescott for what? A wasted year.
Yeah, that stat from a couple of weeks ago that, Warren Sharp or Barnwell had that EPA-wise over the last 4 years when he's on the field, Cowboys the best defense in EPA per play, and when he was off the field, it was like third worst. I was like, man, is this real? Am I getting ball sacked on this? And turns out it was real. That's the impact that Micah has. So I think you're signing up to have like a bottom five defense right now.
You got nothing compared to what the Raiders got for Khalil Mack. You got nothing compared to what the Jets got for, or the Seahawks got for, Jamal Adams. Like, you just traded a game-breaking player in the prime of his career at one of the most important positions in football, and you just traded him for the 27th pick in the draft for the next 2 years, and Kenny Clark, who's not going to be here this time next year.
If you parlay it, though.
Yeah, it's a lot of ifs. It's a lot of ifs. You opened up cap space, and no one has faith they're going to do anything with that cap space.
You've given yourself a chance, because you'll come on here and tell me the quarterback sucks. And, you know, you want to go get a new quarterback, here's your opportunity.
Yeah, I think that's the way.
Here's your opportunity. Definitely. The next 2 years, you've got to look at, now, 2 years now, you've got draft capital, to move up. And we've talked about like four or five quarterbacks already. So maybe the one you like, but you now have 2 years to take a swing at that if you really, really want to.
And if we were proactive, I'd probably have three first-round picks.
Yeah,
but you got two.
You've done this in March.
You got two, and I've heard you say you didn't want to do the quarterback, and that's fine. That's a fair opinion.
I like what you're doing over there, Brian.
But now, excuse me a second. But now you're looking at it as a situation like, you know, you don't know. But at least you have the ammunition to go.
Yeah.
Before this, you had Micah Parsons, and then you would listen to me and Wolchuk talk about in a playoff game. Well, man, what did Parsons do today? Well, we didn't get what we needed out of that. I'm not saying he's this generational player. I'm saying he is a really, really good player that at times does not play like a really, really good player. That guys from the Giants, like their backup offensive tackles, hold him off the stat sheet. You know, so if you're going to be that guy, be that guy. But I just, like I say, for somebody that's screaming about the quarterback play, you now have a chance. Mm-hmm. This trade gave you an opportunity to move up in the draft if you want. That's how I would look at it.
I think you're heading for a top 10 pick by yourself.
You are. You're absolutely looking at you're probably, we're going to be talking about the draft show here in October, maybe.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But now we get to start to say, okay, there are opportunities here. If the quarterback, if you want to move on, move on.
Yeah, you can do that now. And it's awesome that just last week the Manning family clarified that he might come out, you know, this year. Like, nothing, we're not staying for 2 years. So if you use those picks and the eighth pick to move up to number one and take Arch Manning, this could be a pivot type of move that could be celebrated for years in the future of this organization. It's a great time to reset what Jane Slater said. The Cowboys' response to Micah Parsons when he and Mulugeta got wind that they were listening to trade offers. They called the Cowboys about the extension and asked if they could still play on the contract of 5 years and $202.5 million that was offered. And the Cowboys' response was play on the fifth year or leave. So I think they pivoted to something that was very attractive. And I think chances are halfway decent that they're thinking about, this is our quarterback succession plan. And you know, to me, that's pretty fun. Okay, we got to run. Thanks to everybody.
We got to do one more.
Okay, we got to do one more.
Yeah, we have to. Black Eddie. Black Eddie. Sound off like you got a pair, sir.
Yo, what's up? Yeah. Say, man, I think we dodged a bullet with this one, man, because for $47 million, that's not the dude by himself that's going to move the dial. I think that with the extra money that we got from not signing him, who knows, man? We can go in the draft, and let's say you pick up Arch Manning, and then, not Arch Manning, whoever the Manning is, and then you turn around and you have the money to sign George Pickens. Don't that sound better?
There we go. I like it, man. Thank you, Eddie. I think that's a great point, and I do think in a lot of ways you dodged a bullet on this one.
The next 2 years, you have to do something to maybe think about the quarterback with these picks.
Yeah, what they do with these two first-round picks.
You have to think about it. History will decide.
Yeah. I'm going to split my vote equally across eight people because I think they all brought it tonight.
I thought it was good.
0.025 vote for everybody, or however that math works, Chief. That worked for you? 0.125?
That works for me.
Alrighty. Lucius, like one of those?
I can't push back.
Okay.
I'll go Polo.
Thanks.
I'm going to go Polo, too.
Polo wins. He's done it. Came in breathing fire, and he is your 6 o'clock sound-off champion. We got the Cowboys press conference coming up on the other side here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Fan. All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan in a show that will live in infamy. The day that Micah Parsons was traded. I saw a clip this morning with Dan Graziano on Get Up, and he was talking about a bunch of stuff, but at the end of it, he said, a couple of days ago, the Cowboys were saying, no, we're not trading Micah. Yeah. Are we going already? And then, okay. Yeah, well, we got some Dan Graziano right here. Yeah, this is what started this morning. I was like, man, this is going to make for pretty interesting conversation, but I said in the opening segment, I still thought it was below 20% or so that they'd move him, but here's what Dan said this morning to kind of get it started.
As we inch closer and closer to a resolution. Grouse, what are we hearing?
I feel like there's been a little bit of a turn in the story to the point where, based on conversations we were having yesterday and last night, that a resolution feels like it might be pretty close. Now, what that resolution is, I think is still up in the air. It could be a deal between him and the Cowboys, a long-term deal. It sounds a little unlikely considering how little work has been done on that recently. It could be that he decides to show up and play on the fifth-year option, play it out, and then dare them to franchise him next year, which I think they would. It could be that he continues to sit out and says his back hurts. He went and got a second opinion on his back yesterday, so that could be preparing for that sort of argument. And then there's the possibility of a trade, which I think a week ago I would have said was not a possibility, but now I think we're at a point where you can't rule it out. This thing has dragged on long enough, and I think there are teams that have called the Cowboys and said, are you interested? And I think when the answer used to be, no, we're not trading him, now it's like, well, what would that look like? Mm. And so, we'll see. But I think in the next couple days, maybe, by the end of the weekend, we could have some resolution on this one way or the other.
And certainly we did. It was 8 hours later. And I thought what was remarkable about that is that was the first time I'd heard any inkling that the Cowboys were going to listen. And when within 8 hours he was moved, I just don't think you could argue that the Cowboys really did their due diligence on this. True. Or got anywhere, certain towards certainty that this was absolutely the best that they could get. I liked what we were talking about there as that last segment wrapped up. I thought Broaddus and Chief had a good debate going as far as, you know, could this end up being your quarterback? To what extent do you think the Cowboys could be planning to add a quarterback as early as next spring?
Yeah, I mean, it at least it opens the door for discussion. You know, if you are not very good and all of a sudden you're a 5 or 6 win team, then naturally you're inside the top 10. And we've, you know, college football, the way that things have been talked about, there's probably 4 or 5 quarterbacks that potentially could, and Wolchek, tell me if I'm wrong, that
no,
could
right.
be guys that are top 10 picks.
No, you're 100% right. I also don't think looking at Kenny Clark's PFF number is a fair assessment on Kenny Clark.
And it's not. And I've spent the last 2 hours watching him on tape.
Yeah,
nice.
And I really, you know, I'd like to. I mean, if you want me to, we'll talk about him right now. And Lucius, interrupt me if they get on the air with you. But I think the thing with Kenny Clark is that earlier in the season, he was a better defender overall than he was late. I watched the Philadelphia wildcard playoff game as the last one. But if you watch the Rams game, say, in week 5 and then go back, you go to the Lions game in week 11, you know, he's a guy that I can understand. He gets a little bit wore down. But he's a straight-ahead power player. He can hold the point of attack with power. The effort as a pass rusher is more effort than it is technique. Like I said, he can hold up against double teams. He'll get stuck along the line of scrimmage as a pass rusher. He'll play high at times as a pass rusher, and that'll slow him down. Mm-hmm. He gets kind of caught in those situations. He can be a hard guy to move in the running game, but that's when he's on the move. Like, there were a couple of times where they were playing that slant front that we've kind of talked about, where he went down inside and they couldn't cut him off. You know, and the Lions, they just couldn't block him that well. When they were trying to do that, that's how the Packers were going to deal with the running game. They were going to try and say, okay, we're going to slant front and then try and deal with Detroit's running game as well as they can. I saw the guy play with some violence. His best pass rush move is the arm over stuff. He'll fight back to get on the play. That's the retrace, but he's just not a very fast guy. He's not a twitch guy, but he's a guy that plays with that power. And like I say, he was the most active in the Rams game as a pass rusher. He had more wins. And the effort was really good. He chased the ball. I thought, like I say, better early in the season towards the end. I think he'll help us that one technique due to his ability to play with power.
Yeah,
that's where he's going to help you the most right there. He's a veteran guy that knows how to play that one technique well.
He steps in immediately as your starter at that position.
I would think so. Now, it's going to be interesting to see now that the fact that they've got some guys like Winfrey, you know, here's a power player. One technique power player, veteran guy, and now you've got some backups that can play fast.
Yeah.
You can play up the field and attack gaps. And so this guy probably will not get, I mean, hopefully they'll be able to rotate him where he won't get wore down as the season goes along.
Yeah, I just meant like your number one technique.
Oh,
maybe
no,
he's
I
not
think
in
so.
On is he
I,
in on I, passing downs?
I don't think he's in on passing downs. The Packers played him on passing downs, but if you have somebody that's got more quickness and off the ball, I mean,
Solomon Thomas.
Do you have any concerns about just the total scheme difference?
The thing that, like I said, the when they played against the Lions, they moved the front, and that's when a couple of times those guys were like Ragnow, and those guys were trying to cut him off, and he was already on the move, and he was just too strong for them to get in front of.
So that'll be something like he will do here.
That's something he'll do here because we talked about how they're going to have to play. They're not going to be. This guy gives you some power inside. Him, Winfrey. Winfrey's going to be the quicker guy. Winfrey can play with some strength. This guy plays with more strength than that. So, older, veteran guy. Hold up. There were times where I could say the linebackers for the Packers were able to flow because he was holding up blocks on the play side.
Well, and he supposedly was playing with a toe injury all last year. Like, talking with people that watch the Packers on a weekly basis, they've all said really good things about this guy.
Right on. So what do you guys think is best case scenario with the two additional first round picks that they've secured here? Is it
quarterback? It gives you flexibility. Now, you on your own, you could be bad and pick a quarterback and say in the top 10. You could be bad.
Sure.
If you're down in the middle of the pack, now it gives you the flexibility to get up there and go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you're bad, you can naturally just pick one, and then wherever you're at. Hell, if somebody wants to come back in the draft and wants to trade, just do what the Eagles do. The Eagles, the reason the Eagles got better on defense is they had, I believe, the New Orleans pick.
Yes.
And they kept moving it. They kept moving it. And every year they made sure they had another first-round pick. So, yeah, to me, it's just about taking that second pick, and if you want to move that thing, if you want to go up the board with it, fine. If you want to stay where you're at, maybe there's somebody there that they can grab. But they've proven that's been a little difficult for them back in that back end.
Yeah, we're live at Jake's in Frisco here. Fan Phenom's coming up at 7 o'clock. CA is in the house, the three-time Hall of Famer, hanging out with Will Chambers. Of course, Richie and Ennis is here once again. Dining room filling up, but still plenty of opportunities to try out for the Fan Phenom tonight. I was thinking maybe late ones, if that's what you end up with, is a good place to take a running back or a safety, you know? Or you are one injury away from Malik Willis playing for Green Bay, and maybe those picks are much higher, and you're like, man, this allows us to build a more complete team around Dak Prescott. I guess a lot depends on how the Packers season goes with how I want to use those picks. But if they are going to be late, then I think the moves to try to trade up for Arch Manning, if it's not too early in Dak Prescott's career and contract to try to
I think
to
a lot has
like
to do, if they have a bad season and it's because of the quarterback, that opens up possibilities. But if it's quarterback play is solid or beyond, and it's like it's not his issue,
yeah,
then you have to look at, okay, why were we so deficient? And maybe it's other positions that you have to look at.
All right, this is a Jerry Jones-led press conference up there at the Star, so this could start any minute, or it could start 20 minutes or 40 minutes from now. So let's step aside. We'll go to break, and if they start yapping, we'll break in with it live from Jake's in Frisco, and we're back here on the Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.